We love, John tells us, because he first loved us. We love because he loves. That's first love. His for you, not yours for him. And unless you've received his love, there's no way you can love him. You cannot love God with your human love. Human love is fallen. It's a travesty of the real thing. It seeks only that which is best for itself. Track everything back, even your love for your child, and you'll find it's all about you. Hard pill, but there it is. Swallow it. We are all about what's in it for me. It's the result of the fall. We can't help it, but we don't have to stay like it. We can learn something different if we're willing to ask him to enable us to love as he loves. See everything through his eyes. By his transforming power, we can become those vessels of honour, receiving and carrying the love of God. 2 Corinthians 5:14 in the Passion. For it's Christ's love that fuels our passion and motivates us, because we are absolutely convinced that he has given his life for all of us. Paul speaks from experience, not book learning. Paul knew all about the latter, but Jesus captured his heart. We are nothing and can do nothing unless he's captured and captivated our hearts. Something else to turn your thinking upside down. He loves you because he chose to love you. He set his love on you. We receive that love and we pass it on. That's the only time we have any real use. He did the same with Israel, Deuteronomy 7, look it up sometime. When you leave first love, you've left the love he has for you and gone into trying to perform, work for his approval, earn it, or something that's equally obnoxious to him. Revelation 2:2-4. I know all that you've done for me, that you've worked hard and persevered, but I have this against you. You have abandoned the passionate love you had for me at the beginning. Think about how far you've fallen. Repent and do the works of love you did at first. What were the works, the first works of love? Simply loving him passionately with the love he gave to them. We have so much to learn about what love really, really is when God speaks of it. It'll take eternity to get our hearts and heads round it. We can only glimpse what he's saying. Our problem comes when we can't or won't receive what he freely desires to give, his unshared love, which he then asks of us in return. Unshared love. How's yours?